Yedei Detere, Majda, Chof Hei Ador Beis, Tavshinayim Vav, Rabbi Shlomo Angel.
We're going to start off with something, Bez Hashem, which seems very lofty, very high madriga, and yet we'll see the Meforshim, one of the Meforshim, a few Meforshim will bring us down to earth, and hopefully we'll understand a very important klal. These Sedras, Sazria, Metzora, this time of year, coming towards Pesach, which is Pesach, to do with the Dibur, Shmiras HaDibur, what to say, what not to say. It's a gewaltige brocha that we have to be able to speak, as the Chofetz Chaim says, speaking is the only thing that we don't have to think of before we actually say something. What he means is that every other thing, if a person wants to knock a nail into the wall, then you have to think what you're doing first. You take the nail, and you take a hammer, and you have to knock it. And if your person doesn't concentrate, they could hurt themselves. But says the Chofetz Chaim, when it comes to formulating the words, we don't have to think first. When a person says vayedaber, and burrs with the lips, and burrs with the tongue and the teeth, and a rurs, a guttural, a person doesn't have to think before they say the word vayedaber, how exactly they're going to formulate it. Because if they did, then it'll take, the sentences will take much longer. So we don't have to think before we formulate our speech. But as it says in the Pasuk in Bereishis, Ruach Mamalol Nefesh Chayo, that's the essence of a person, the mahus of a person, what's inherent to the person, is the koyach adibur, the koyach of speech. It's very, very difficult when to speak and when not to speak. But hopefully we'll try to make, I feel the Meforshim, this a bit easier to understand. Easier to understand that Shaila is about the internalizing it. So who's going to see it? So, there's a Gemara in Tanis that says, Maisa Rebeleze, there's a story of Rebeleze, Sheyora Lifnei Atevo, that went in front of the table, there was a lack of rain, and he went in front of the Omad, Va'oman, he said, Chof Dalet Brochais, 24 Brochais, V'loi Nene, and he wasn't answered. Yorad Rabbi Akiva Achrov, Rabbi Akiva went to the Omad after him, Va'oma, and he said, Ovinu Malkeinu Ein Lono Melech Ela Oto, V'chulu, and V'yorduk Shomim. It didn't have to say very much, and already it started raining. So when people saw this, Hava Meranan Rabbonon, the Rabbonon was speaking, oh, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva, look at Rebelezim, Rabbi Akiva, oh, big difference, look at here. Yotza Baskoil, a Baskoil came out, Va'omro, and said, Loim Mnesh a Godel Mizeh, don't think that one is greater than the other, don't think Rabbi Akiva is greater than Rebelezer, Eloshezer Mavral Midoisov, Mizeh Ina Maraval Midoisov. That Rabbi Akiva was Mavral Midoisov, and Rebelezer wasn't Mavral Midoisov. And obviously, he transcended his own nature, Rabbi Akiva, whereas Rebelezer didn't. So the Mefarshim asked, well, if that's the case, that itself makes Rabbi Akiva greater. So what's a pshat? Loi mimneish ezeh godel mizeh? Not that one's greater than the other? Elosh ezeh marav amideisov, zin imam amideisov? So, Reb Motcha Milen Pashas Kisiso, in Tovshin Choftes, Hatom Shin Choftes, he says, how do we understand that? we understand that in this following way, that the Bakiva really, it's Mavra Medusov means that a person has the ability to recreate themselves. Mavra Medusov means, if you tell a goy, look here, you're in a temper, take it easy. Be Mavra Medusecho. Work on it. It's not Kedai. It doesn't know what you're talking about. All politics is based on Lashon Hara. Papers, Goyish papers, based on gossip. You tell them, look, no Lashon Hara, no gossip, be Mavra Medusov, they don't know what you're talking about. You don't know what you're talking about. What's Mavra Medusov? You've got feelings, you've got to give vent to your feelings. No, but you can't, because it might hurt people, it might be Lashon Hara, it might cause pain to someone else. Well, he's got pain to me, so why can't I cause pain to them? They haven't got a musik on it. But even for Yidden to be able to work on a middah, when a person sees is broken with someone else, a person, something happens in shul, something happens at home, something, and to work on one's middahs, it's a very difficult thing. So this Rabbi Akiva did, he recreated himself. He was Mavra Midoysov. We know Rabbi Akiva is what they call, Pshapsi Dilevich calls, he's the Rebbe of the Golos. It's the Rebbe of the Golos. He teaches us, first of all, it's hope for everyone. You've got a person like Rabbi Akiva, who before the age of 40, didn't know Aleph Beis, Adarabba, he said, Tenli Tamad Chochem an Ashchenu Kechamoyr, give me a Tamad Chochem and I'll bite him like a Chamoyr, I'll bite him like an ass. And he hated Tamid Chachomim Rabbi Akiva. And look what he did, Alidei Maisa Shahoyo, Alidei Rochel, who was the Rebbetzin of Golos. He was she encouraged him, and look what he became. He became the Rebbe of a Golos. So he recreated himself. In other words, he took his nature, and he was Mavra Medeza, recreated himself. To get rain, to receive rain, is something which is against nature. The Gemara, beginning of Tanis, says, rain is something which is mefteach shel moto is biyada kodesh baruch hu. To be able to change it, to be able to change it and to say, well, it's not meant to be rain according to the weather forecast, but along come these tenoikah shel bizrama, or along come these tzaddikim, or along comes Rabbi Akiva's mavra medesov, and we have to recreate, we have to change the teva. That is what Rabbi Akiva can do. It's not pshat Rabbi Akiva is greater than Rabbi Lezer. It's the Metzius of Rabbi Akiva was. He was Mavra Midoysov. So to be able to get rain, a person, it's to create nature. Very interesting. Then he goes on to say the following. This is already it's a chiddush of the Netziv. It says in the time of the eagle, Vayar Moshe Sa'om, Moshe Sodom, Kifarua, Kifroa Aaron, the Shimsa Bekameim. And Moshe Rabbeinu called out, Mila Shem Eloi, Vayeosvu Elov kol Bnei Levi. So all the Bnei Levi gathered round him. Mila Shem Eloi, the clarion call, Mila Shem Eloi. Vayoyim Elohim, so Moshe Rabbeinu told them, Koi Omar Hashem Elokei Yisrael. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Elokei Yisrael. Simu Ishchar Boi Ali Reichoi, everyone should take a cheref, Ivru v'shuvu mishal shal b'machne, and you should kill ish everyone their brother vishes re'eu vishes kroivoi, and that's what they did. V'yasu b'nei Levi k'dal Moshe. So the Tziv asks, first of all, there were 600,000 Yidden between the ages of 20 and 60, and it says Moshe Rabbeinu had a clarion call. And along came the Bnei Levi, and then they killed 3,000. The 3,000 people that were over, that were instrumental in the eagle. When Moshe Rabbeinu called out Mila Shem Eloi, how come? What happened to the rest of Klal Yisrael? Why only the Bnei Levi? There should have been hundreds of thousands that came along to Moshe Rabbeinu. Ah, we're here. Why is from Bnei Levi? Why Dafka Bnei Levi? Pardon?
Maybe we thought
about
the Shvatim as well, but
Levi
was the
whole thing. Could be. Interesting aura. Square. The other question that he asks is, what's Pshat? Koi Omar Hashem Elokei Yisrael. Doesn't usually say that. Koi Omar Hashem. Koyom Hashem zchati lo chesed nuraich. What's Koyom Hashem elikei Yisrael? This is what you should do elikei Yisrael. And anyway, where did HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell Moshe Rabbeinu this? It doesn't say anyway he told Moshe Rabbeinu this. It says Koyom Hashem elikei Yisrael. And what's elikei Yisrael? It's a kasha. It's in a tziv. So he says the following. The tziv has got this klal, and it says, Shluchei mitzvah ein nizokim. A person that does a mitzvah can't be harmed. Shluchei mitzvah ein nizokim. This is a wonderful story. Made a story. I always have a spinus of this story of Reb Aaron Kotler. That Reb Aaron Kotler once sent one of a balabos to do something for him in an askonus. And he sent him, and he asked him, this person had to get on a plane to be able to do this. And he got... And apparently, Rachmon Litzlon, the plane crashed. And the wife of this Askin phoned Reb Aaron Kotler and he said, Rebbe, I didn't say, look what you've done, Kassel, but my husband is no more. He got on this plane and all the new survivors. So Reb Aaron Kotler said, it's a Kenish Zayim. It can't be. So, but it was. This is the plane and no survivors. So Reb Aaron Kotler said, it cannot be. Why can't it be? Because when I sent this person to on this errand, or on the shlichus, was an errand, was the shlichus, I did it mamish l'shem shemayim, and it's a klal that shluche mitzvah in an izokin. Shluche mitzvah is what Erwin Bunung brings this down. Shluche mitzvah, he was like a Talmud of Rabban Kotler. Shluche mitzvah in an izokin. Next day, she has a phone call from her husband and says, I tried to get hold of you, all the lines were blocked, everyone was phoning here and there. Let the lock. Oh, what's happened? I missed the plane. This is the Emunas Chachomim of Rabbi Baruch Kotler. Kenish Zayin, Shluchim Mitzayin and Isokin. Can't be. He couldn't have got the plane. So, Chazal says, Shluchim Mitzayin and Isokin, Kenish Zayin. And my son, Shoyer, Rabbi Bonham experiences himself. Saw this himself. I mean, he writes about it. So the Shluchim Mitzvah Nizokim. So the Gemara says in Pesachim that when you've got a situation where a person has to do Bedikas Chometz, and when they do Bedikas Chometz, there's a problem that could be there's a nest of a krabim, and if he's boidek b'chorinu bizdokin, he might get bitten. There we don't. Then he shouldn't do it. Actually, the magaz, you shouldn't do it. Fred, come on, what about shluchim mitzvah in an izokin? Shluchim in an izokin? Heche de shchiach hezeka shani. Where shchiach hezeka, it's different. Where you can find it's definitely going to do damage, it's different. Says the Netziv, a big chiddush. This din of shluchim mitzvah in an izokin, shluchim in an izokin, heche de shchiach hezeka shani, is dafka with the hamoin am. Generally, people, we say that hecha de shchicha is ekeshani. But the people who are great, who have worked on their middas, and are lemalo min ateva, then even it's dangerous, they can go and do it. We don't say shluch mitzvah nizokim. So he says a very interesting pshat. He says, the Gemara talks about Shmuel HaNovi. When Shmuel HaNovi was meant to anoint David HaMelech, he was scared. Now the Rambam Bepeish HaMishnayis says, you can see from here that even great people, it's a plea, but the Rambam Bepeish HaMishnayis says that you see even great people have got certain chesroinis, he was scared. The difficult pshat, Foshem asked an answer, what the Rambam meant to Bepeish HaMishnayis. But Al-Kaponim, he was scared. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him what to do, he should make his shechting a korban, was a gathering. So the shaila is, why was he scared? Lemaisa, it was a dangerous thing. And it was Shechia Chazeka. So the Gemara says, so you, according to my pshat, so it's if, Besachat Tzadik, Moshe Vahim Bechad, it was Shmuel Bekodesh Shemoy. The pshat was, you can see that Shmuel HaNovi felt that he could not do it, he was not doing it, this the anointing of David HaMelech wasn't being done mamash 100%, because he liked Shaul HaMelech so much. He was very, very close to Shaul HaMelech. And he was so upset that Shaul HaMelech hadn't made it, so therefore when he was going to anoint David HaMelech, there was an element there, which was teva. He was relying on it. I'm doing it because Hashem told me to do it, but I still feel for Shaul HaMelech. So therefore, Shkiach HaZeker was applicable. But where a person goes higher than that, if hypothetically, Shmuel would have felt, no, I'm going to do Mal Shem Shemayim, he couldn't have cared what anyone said or what anyone did. Shluchem mitzvah ina nizokin im l'shchiach hazika, because I'm a tzaddik. So then he says, when a person works against the teva, this is what one can expect. A person's mavra mitoisov, 100% Shem Shemayim, this is what they can expect. When Klal Yisrael had to go and fight now, Mila Shem Eloi, do you think it was an easy fight? You wouldn't get rid of those people that were guilty saying, oh, go and kill me. It was going to be a fight to the finish. And it's only those that felt they can do it, Mam Shem Shemayim, and Hecha, that Hecha the Shechir Chazeka, which could have been the case, one of them would have been killed, Hecha Shechir Chazeka wouldn't apply, because with Tzadikim it doesn't apply. The only people that felt they could do it was the Bnei Levi. Avada and Avada, there were other tzaddikim the Yeshorim amongst Klal Yisrael. But you're in a fight here. And Mila Shem Eloi, Bnei Levi can do it. They had been trained that way from the past. They could say, I'm doing it. Mamash, L'shem Shemayim, and therefore they wouldn't be hurt at all. But none of Klal Yisrael could do it. When it says, Koyom Hashem Melekei Yisrael, the Netziv has a klal all through, well, not all through Breishis. Since when we see that Yaakov Avinu was called Yisrael, whenever it says Yisrael, it means Lemalo Min HaTeva. If you go through Breishis, he says a boy from Pella. Whenever it says Yisrael, even when it says, there was the case of Reuven, there was a case of Yosef HaTzadik, V'Yisrael Oav Es Yosef. Very unnatural, it was Lemalo Min HaTeva, it wasn't the norm. When it says Yaakov, that's the normal. When it says Yisrael, it's the Malam Adelech HaTeva. Koy Omar Hashem Elekei Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch would never have commanded Moshe Rabbeinu that you've got to do this, but HaKadosh Baruch would have liked it. So Koy Omar Hashem Elekei Yisrael. It's only those that are B'chinas Yisrael that can do such a thing. And those are only the Bnei Levi. And that's how he answers all the kashas. When a person does something which is Shaloi Kederech HaTeva, that is something which he can expect great things. So you can ask, what's it going to do with us? And Avada and Avada, the Forsham would say, it has so much to do with us, as we said right in the beginning. And the Motcha Melech Taka says at the end of this year, he says, let me perhaps give a little introduction here. We're coming towards Pesach. It says that Hayom Ro Vayonois, the Yom Ro Vayonois. What did it see? A Roina Shal Yosef Ro. What's a pshach? Nos bepnei hanos. Because Yosef HaTzadik ran away from the Nisoyon and Eshet Petifa, that's why he was zoicha vayom ro vayonois. Gewalt de gezach. Again, very negiah to us. Very negiah to us. He says that, what did Yosef HaTzadik do? What Yosef HaTzadik was, a gewaltig in Nisoyon, but he worked lemalo min ateva. Whatever would have been in that situation, a hetahin and a hetaher, hits mistoma muta, there's no problem with it, whatever it was. And it was very, very difficult for him. What the Eishes Potiphar did was very, very difficult for Yosef HaTzadik. He had to use all sorts of excuses, not all to use an excuse and a ploy, and in the end he ran away. Oh, that's something which is like a derech hateva. If that's the case, when the yam splits, it's also the Shalei Kederech HaTeva. It's word because of Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef HaTzadik, that's one of the reasons. Hayom Ro Vayonois, because if you're going to expect it to split, it's going to be Lemalo Min HaTeva. It's interesting. The B'chaim Shmulevitz says in a shir, when he talks about Mesidas Nefesh, he says like this, Mesidas Nefesh, when Nachshon Ben Aminadab threw himself into the Yam Suf, then the Yam split. So Reb Chaim Shmulevitz says, not pshat that the rest of Klal Yisrael wouldn't have thrown themselves into the Yam Suf as well. Like Moshe Rabbeinu said, and they were told, Dabar Bnei Yisrael v'Yisrael. But the only way the Yam Suf would split is in a way that if Klal Yisrael, well, like Shpoch was telling us to do it, and we're going to die out Kiddush Hashem, Klal Yisrael are used to dying out Kiddush Hashem. That's what Kiddush Baruch Hu tells us. But to go into the Yam Suf to live al Kiddush Hashem, that only Nachshon Ben Aminadab could do. In other words, I'm going to the Yam Suf, but it's okay. That's what Kiddush Baruch Hu says. I'm not even Moisa Nefesh myself. I didn't top shot, oh, I'm going to die on Kiddush Hashem. Because Baruch Hu told us to go through the Yom Tov, this must be the best thing. So it's like going, but it's like going in the Abosha. I've got no problem with that at all. This is, and that's the Malam and Ateva. So people do things, the Malam and Ateva, that can expect great things to happen. And this is something which is so important to remember. A person that does things, Shaloi Kederech Ateva, they can expect miraculous things to happen. We cut in these. It says in the Midrash, Maisa Baruchel Echot. There was a Maisa Baruchel Echot. The story with the Roichel. Perhaps before we come to that, I'll just mention what Avraham Yaffin says on just what we just said. He says, Taka, this is something which today we have a brocha and we can do it. Avraham Yaffin, the son-in-law of the Altuven of Adok. And Noah Dvorim Rebisha Omrom, he says, nowadays, he quotes a posuk, he says, there was a thing, like in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, there was a shomer. What did the shomer do? It was given a tiny little, call it a worm, and it was given a line, and it could go on this the line that was given, and it could split a stone. And that's what Shlomo HaMelech used for cutting the stone of the Beis HaMikdash, whenever it was necessary. Now this Shomer lasted until the end of Bayis Sheni. That's what Rabbi Nachman brings down. It lasted until the end of Bayis Sheni, and then it was no more. And he brings a posuk which says that the same way as a Shomer could split the stone, so too, that's the Meitzach, that is the Meitzach of a person, the brain of a person. So he says, what's the pshat? That just like the Shomer, which is Shalei Kederech HaTeva, it was special, it can split a stone. If a person thinks the right way and is over on himself, it can break things more, the same as the Shomer did. There's a certain Gezeir on Klal Yisrael. There's a Gezeir on a person. And a person works on themselves and they do things Shalei Kederech HaTeva. And he quotes this Inyan, Toira Eretz Al Belimo. Toira Eretz Al Belimo, the Medrash says, that that a person misha boilam espiv b'shas meriva. There's an argument going on, and they want to get involved in this argument, and they're toira eretz al belima, and they keep their mouth shut, and they don't say anything. Wow, that's toira eretz. I can speak of this wonderful thing, such people. They could have got themselves in an argument, and they can see the temperatures rising and rising and rising, and they don't say anything. That's it. This is Maishal Reb Chaim Kanievsky, which is said over. That someone needed a gewaldige yeshua of children, and they went to this different rabbonim, and they went to Reb Chaim Kanievsky, and he said, "I can't do anything. I can't. He could do, but I can see if what I can tell you is that you should get a brocha from a person that keeps quiet when he could say something." Yeah, it works on his middas. A person that works in middas can do shin to malam etechateva. Chai was also mafteach ben gishmok. So in the end, it worked out, Tucker, that he was at the chasna, and there was an argument, and he said, and the person could have answered back, and this person that didn't have went to this, the person that said, don't answer back, please don't answer back, I beg of you, and he didn't answer back, and then he said, can I please have a brocha from you, and he had the issue. Right, so you see sometimes that a person that works himself b'shas merivo, and arguing on himself, he could have argued and he didn't, it can do wonderful things. And we see that many a time. When a person works on the middas b'chlal, it's difficult, and b'chlal, it says in Sforim, when a person has gotten his son, it's difficult, and they need a certain Yeshua, that's when they can ask for Yeshua. So Rabbi Avraham Yaffin says that, and he brings down Meforshim, he says, Aaron HaKoyim. It says he was zeicher to have the shchoishen aliboy. So he explains that really Aaron HaKohen, a Kohen Gadol, wasn't the chodesh as great as a Novi. Wasn't as great as a Novi. A Novi is greater. So Aaron HaKohen was Aaron HaKohen. Why was he zeicher to this? Because he always made sholem between people. And he was a person that worked on himself, that he never ever became angry with people. Even though he could have, many a time. The Machalikas of Koyrach, and wherever it was, he never got angry with people. And that's something which takes some doing, and because of that, because he was zeichah to have the Choshen al-Liboy. Right, let's take that just a bit further. It says in in Alina de Shabeach, in this week's Sedra, the Gemara Eichin says that Bodod Yeshiv Michutz Lamachna Meshovay. Bodod Yeshiv, a person's got to sit outside a Metzoyra, Michutz Lamachna Meshovay, and Abchaim Shmulevitz explains that's a terrible klola. He's lonely. When a person's lonely, it's not good news. But he sits outside. So the Gemara says, Hu Hivdil Ben Ishlere Eyu, he said Loshon Hara, and he made unfortunate machlokes between one man and his friend. Simple Loshon Hara. Lefichach Omra Torah Bodod Yeshiv. He's got to sit outside. He's got to have contact with people, and that will give him time to think that I shouldn't have said Loshon Hara, that made an argument between people, but a person's view of someone else changed. It's a terrible thing. So he says to the positive. Let's have a look at the positive side. 40 years, Klal Yisrael were in the Midbar. 40 years, and they were under constant protection. What was the protection? The Anani Kovet. Tahimel de Gezach, Anani Kovet. So we've heard of Anani Kovet. They were protected. And we think it was something which was so spiritual. What shaykhas have we got this with this? So he brings down that we can also create our own Anani Kovet. We can do it ourselves. How do we do this? So he brings down a Sifsei Tzadik. Sifsei Tzadik says, Tzadik HaKoyen, Chukei HaTeva Ma'ashrim. The Chukei HaTeva have it, Ki O Adim Ma'yoytzim Mipiyo Yishni Anoshim Mo'ehavim. Two people speak positively with each other. It's not just speaking positively, it creates an aura around them. So we say tzaddik. Aaron HaKoyen was Oyev Shalem Baroyev Shalem, and Bashpa Otsoy, with his Ashpa, Ovo Kol Yisrael Ish Yisrael. Why? Because he created that sort of onon, because he was so positive, and he spoke so positive about people, he created an onon which was Mashpia on Kol Yisrael. And because this cloud that he created, with it being so positive, his chabru yachtov v'noitzru anani kovet b'schuscharen. Why was it b'schuscharen? The anani kovet came b'schuscharen, not because there were anani kovet, and Aaron HaKohen davened a very long Shemoneh Esra, and therefore the anani kovet came along. No, Aaron HaKohen spoke positively. And that, he was so positive, it created an onon. And that slowly but surely became bigger and bigger until it encompassed Klal Yisrael. And that is why they were protected by the onon. Right, it's a Sifsei Tzadik, not a double poshut. So that means, in effect, that whenever people speak positively, in a positive way, they're really creating something around them, which will, the more positive they speak, then they will create around them something which is, which will affect Klal Yisrael. It's a very, very, that he says, we talk about Anani Kovet. Yeah, so he says, Yesh bedvorim eile, we can understand a derech b'chaim. This is a derech b'chaim, and he says, Bodo kumanusa lechizuk ben yonam she ben odom lechaveroi. This is a gewaldig chizuk of ben odom lechaveroi, to be able to create around us. Just be positive, never negative. Be positive, and more positive one speaks to one's friend about people, it creates an aura which hopefully not only will affect those two people, but this cloud will carry on and on until it affects many other people as well. And there is a... Sometimes a person doesn't realize their own qualities. A person doesn't realize their own qualities. In Megillas Esther, I just saw this year, it says, Is Yehudi Hoyo B'Shushan Abiro. Is Yehudi Hoyo B'Shushan Abiro. And it says, Is Yehudi Al Tikr Yehudi Elo Yechidi. So the Rabbi Yaakov Galinsky explains, that what's Pshat Al Tikr? It doesn't say Is Yechidi. It says, Is Yehudi. What's that? Don't say Is Yehudi, Is Yechidi. If the Baal Kodesh says, Is Yechidi, Hoyo B'Shushan Abiro, Batunish. So what's Pshat Al Tikr? He says, Al Tikr doesn't mean you change the Loshan. Al-Tikri means that before you say the word Yehudi, just think about this first. Al-Tikri, don't say it straight away, and think about the word Yehidi before you say the word Yehudi. And therefore, you've got here one person, Mordechai HaTzadik, think about it. He's only one person. And then look what he did. As Rabbi Galinsky said, that you think about various people that did something and organized something. But who am I anyway? They could organize something in the house. They can create, as we said, an aura. But how can I create an aura? I'm not a comment. Do me a favor. So it's like, well, then you can. We just said you can. Sifsi Tzaddik. Is she? So I saw an interesting pshat today for the first. I don't remember such a pshat. That's in your honor. I mean, in your schus. I don't think I would have seen this normally. And this is the Beliashev Zecher Tzaddik Levrocha. This is Maisa Baruchel Echot. A lot of Mufoshim won't understand what happened here. There was this story of this peddler, that went around the towns that were near Tzipori. Who wants to buy a potion of life? Chevra came along. Rabbi Yana Abba Yosef of Potsdam, he was in his room. He heard, oh, someone's calling out. I've got here a potion of Samchaim. Omale, Tosak Lahoche. Zvoini, please, I want to buy some. Omale lav al tzorach, you don't need this. Like the korsech. So what would you mean? So like a bay, he went to him, hoitzele sefer tilim, hedaloy posad near isha chovetz chayim. Maksiv basri, netzoyle shen chomeiro, sur meiro vasei toiv. Omre bianai, kod yomai yisi koire ha posad gazeh, all the all my life I read this posuk. For I didn't know mamash. I didn't know how posuk was. Until this peddler came along and he told me. So there are lots and lots of pshat on this. I mean, I really want to make. I don't know a safe on this ma'aser roichel echad. What does it mean? Biala, we're talking about a tana. As roichel comes and tells him the pshat. Oh, the tzeil is shein chomero, and biala didn't know it. The keles yitzchok mabu in ala teira brings the money to get pshat in this lomdes for pshat. And I love to have a kavaldi. Kulam ahuvim, kulam brunim, kulam kadeshim. But the Bliashu says, the old Pshat shot him, says, but it's just a simple Pshat. But Rabbi Yana didn't know this. So he says the following. Rabbi Yana, until now, Rabbi Yana felt, if a person wants to be a Marbitzer, who's going to be a Marbitzer? A Marbitzer is going to be a person that learned to face 20 years in Ponovich, and then he's going to become Rosh Hashiva, and he's going to be a Marbitzer. I mean, all Rabbi Yana was like a Moyudig Marbitzer. Yeah. But then he saw, to be able to attract the crowd, you don't have to be a Marbet story at all. Look at this Reichel. This Reichel is probably just a poshna peddler. And he's going round, and he says, man boy samchaya. And they're going to come running. And look what he teaches them. I never appreciated, I never saw that a poshna yid like this, this peddler, could be able to attract the crowds and give them a zamin samchayim and tell them a lesson, give them a shia. It's for great people. But now I see that even he can do it. Yeah, this is what he did. All you need is certain tachbulas. And a person can be marbet Torah in such a way. You don't need gewaltig people. I heard from someone, it's an interesting point. He said, in times gone by, I heard this. It said it b'shem Rav Steinman. So like it's inside. In times gone by, the Mabitze Teira were taka Rosh Shivas. A Marbitz Teira, Rosh Shivas, Bochum came to Yeshiva, and they came to Yeshiva, and the Rosh Shiva gave a gewaltig Shia, and Moed the Gezach. Nowadays, Rabbi Ashtan said that to be a Rosh Shiva, what they need is not so much Rosh Shivas, but big brothers. Big brothers. And people are, you need a person, a boy needs not Rosh Hashiva. He needs another older boy that can take him under his wing. Who am I? All people need, people are lonely. They're people going in the streets, boys are going through the streets. All they need is someone, a big brother, to get a hold of them and tell them, look here, I'm your friend. Because it's not the Indian of the day. Friendships aren't, it's much more difficult today than it used to be. Because nowadays we're living in a modern world. People are all into themselves. It's a Matthias. You need a big brother here. By the way, how old are you? I'm 20. How old are you? 16. All right, come on, let's go together. So a person is yichidi. But b'chilas al tiki yehudi and yichidi. Those are the people we need. And a roichel. It's like, we see a roichel. Be honest, wow, I never knew that a roichel can do such a thing. That's what I saw. Ma'aser b'roichel echad. And that can be made for its Torah. So it's a pshat. There's a bit more to say to this. I just want to end off by saying the following. It's very difficult today because people, unfortunately, I'm not talking about B'nai Torah like yourselves, but in the world around us, because people need to go... need to prove themselves and make themselves popular, it is something that if we can say something bad about someone else, a person says something about it, it builds up their own ego. And that's why Lashon Hara today, with all the sforim and with all the books, as the Chofetz Chaim says in his Akdoma, it's a very, very difficult thing to handle. Especially if they say, yeah, this is not Lashon Hara and about such a person. It's mutter to say Lashon Hara, so therefore it's not. But it's such a difficult thing today, bechlalon befrat, to be able to get people to curb their tongue, because, as I said, we started off by saying, it's a ruach ramel lemalalo. And the Moshe Aron Shtern, when he talks about Dibur and the Sefer Bais and Menucha, he mentions one or two stories about the power that a person can do alidei Diburoi. Even if they say, I only meant it for a joke, it doesn't help, because sometimes jokes have got a phenomenal power. No, but he said, brings down a story, remembers in the time of yeshivas, it should never happen to anyone. Never happened to anyone. But it has happened, such a thing. There was Purim, he said, and there was a bocha that was what they call, if I can say so, but they drunk completely. Mum's drunk. So he didn't know what was flying with him. And they put him on a bed. I think it was a bed or a board, I can't remember, on a bed. And they put a talus over him. And everyone made a spiel about him that, oh, the Nebuch, you know, yeah, he couldn't say anything anyway. And it's what he said, they made a spiel, a hesped on this bocha. And he didn't wake up the next morning. Yeah. So he wanted to see, this is the power of speech. It creates a certain aura that a person, but if I speaks positive, it's a more ridiculous thing. But we're looking at the positive. We come to Pesach, which is Pesach. The Pes speaks. If a person speaks and we can create with an aura, whether it's the base of Medrash here or in other places, that more aura, we see people and it's such a Yitzhara to be able to say, ach, this person, who is he anyway? Well, look at him. And we don't do that. And everyone speaks positive, it doesn't just help us when we need the Yeshua. It makes the Ananik covered, which protects Klal Yisrael. We should be zecher to that. And we come to such a time where the Mar B'chaim says, the B'chaim Brim says, it sends our auras. Pesach is already sending out strahlen, it's already sending out waves. So Pesach, if we speak the right thing, we should be zeicha mafilo lo iro mishubid neguda hashra bagolov esman korin.
Word moradik. Most of them were moradik. I mean, it's called Bnei Levi. It's called Bnei Levi. What's this called Bnei Levi?
Yeah.
Now.